question. This is surreal. Beautiful song. One thing I love about doing this is I get to study your music. And I've been listening to this song a lot and really taking in the words. And I feel like the song, there's a lot of reflecting in it, a lot of memory. I want to know if that's always been a part of your songwriting, a part of your songs, or if that's sort of where you evolved to as a songwriter.
I think on the latest album, Look Long, for me in particular, I write a good bit about my family. I write a song called Sorrow and Joy that's about the death of my little sister. And this song obviously is reflections about my grandparents and so on. So I don't know whether it's just my age or if I was just not ready to write about some of these things. But I think that our songs have always been, you know, we're thoughtful people. We process the world through our songwriting and navigate the world through our lens of songwriting. So, you know, we have a lot to think about. There's a lot going on in the world and around us, and that's what creates the songs. But this album in particular for me is quite personal, quite autobiographical. And, you know, like the first line, all the way from Nashville, we talk about God and the devil. That's a conversation I had with my sister-in-law. So it starts off with an antidote, and then the rest of it is all true. The walk with Marcia in Minnesota and all the things, so.
Do you want to tell them who, in case you don't, who Marcia is, or?
Marcia Gomez, she's not walking on this earth anymore, but she was an indigenous woman artist who helped us start Honor the Earth back in the early 90s, and she was an incredible, yeah. She was an incredible sculptor and a fierce woman who taught, I mean, she, I don't know, it's hard to describe what she meant to be in Amy, but we did have this conversation that stuck with me forever, ever, so I wanted to write about it.
I agree. I think you guys are both very thoughtful people, so I just wanted to, I guess, say that out loud to everyone.